Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After Hours. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That's the website. So check that out. And, of course, they're available on Amazon. I hope you'll check those out. And I hope you'll check out our good friend Beverly Flaxington's books, all of them. Make your Shift, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors, I should say. Self-Talk for a Calmer You. Did I miss one, Beverly?
Oh, we have. Let's see. Oh, well, my newer one is the Essential Guide to Sales for
Entrepreneurs and Small Business Owners. I think somebody borrowed my copy of your book. You can always tell the good books. People think my office is my office and studio is a library. They just come and they get books and they walk out with them. My friends. So I think I can always tell which one. I can always tell which one of the best ones. They leave and sometimes I don't get them back. So folks, check all those out. Also, the-collaborative is her website, and you can find all the things that she does there to help her clients and her books and everything. And the articles. I know you're a very prolific writer, Beverly. So we're talking, folks, about managing or leading. We talked in the previous segment about the CEO's role. You know, a lot of people in a small business, there are a lot of managers sometimes. Most people who are doing some kind of managing, if the business is of any size. And sometimes I think people don't realize the imperative of a manager also being a leader. And you've been working a lot on that lately, haven't you?
Yes, and, you know, we talk about it a lot, Jim, around the idea of influence. So, because it can be difficult when you're a manager. You know, there's a lot of change happening in all of our organizations, and we do need people to change along with it. So I think a lot of managers take the perspective, well, I'm just going to tell them what's expected. I'm going to tell them what they need to do. And then if they don't do it, right, I'm going to put them on some sort of performance plan or, you know, I'm just going to let them know if somebody else could fill their job. But I think there's another route that is more around, you know, influence and trying to understand the position of that employee, because we know that human beings, one of the things I write about a lot is, you know, Jim, we're much more emotional than we are logical.
Mm-hmm.
And people get afraid of things, right? They're afraid of change. They're afraid of what this is going to mean for me. And I don't think every manager has to turn into a psychologist, but I do think you need to learn some of those influencing skills and try to understand where your employee is coming from. Help them to be able to see what does that change look like for them. If you want to win loyalty, right? you want to win dedicated employees, you need to do it that way.
Well, and the best way to train leaders is to be a leader. I mean, that's the thing the best, you know, one of the interesting things to note, if you don't mind a sports example, there's something called a coaching tree. If you know what a coaching tree is?
Yes.
As you know, this is where the great coaches produce great coaches, and they have coaching trees. And you know, you look at somebody like, any of the great coaches that are today in the NFL or NCAA, whatever, those people were mentored by other coaches and they go all the way back up to, you know, Pop Warner or whatever. And so that's the kind of thing that you should do, I think, and one of the things I try to do as a manager, as a owner of a company, is I try to grow leaders and have. I'd like to think that people who leave me and go on to something else look back and say, "Yeah, I learned something from that guy."
And that's it. Because that's, I think, the part that is tough for a lot of, especially let's say, busy managers, right? So because this is the other thing I just feel that we're confronting all the time, and especially in the small businesses. There's not enough hours in the day, right? There's so many things
That's
to
right.
do. And if you're a business owner or a manager in a business, you've got to be thinking about all these different things. So now here I have these employees, and I need them to do something differently. And it's almost like I don't want to be bothered, right? I want to take the time to try to understand, you know, well, why are they fearful about this change, or what kind of training do they need, or how do I lead them? I just want them to do it. And I think in fairness, that's a natural, you know, response. So I don't think we're not criticizing people because of what they do naturally, but I think we're just asking them to take
what's natural, though, is also abdicating an important task if you're going to be successful. If you're going to sustain success in business, especially a small business, you got to go beyond what's natural. You got to get out of your comfort zone if that's where you are, and become a leader. You just have to do that. And otherwise your company will atrophy. It'll return to rust.
It will. And this is the thing, though, but I think people have to recognize, right, that it does require being thoughtful about it, though, being a little bit self-reflective. You know, if you're not getting out of your team what you would like to get and hope to get, you do have to then turn it to yourself and say, am I showing those
Beverly, I need to wrap it up, but I'm going to tell them about you some more first. The-collaborative.com is the website. Remind us of the new book, the title of the new book.
The Essential Guide to Sales for Entrepreneurs and Small Business Owners.
There you go. Beverly Flaxington, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.